Houston, station on 2 for Dragon Tablets.
Xeon 2, go ahead.
I see that the activity is not marked flexible today, and I was just wondering if there is any flexibility in it, since it's just connecting those tablets to start them syncing.
Okay, Jessica, you can start this activity, but the support for this activity will come a little bit later. So if you need a support, that it will give the words when that the support comes to the mission control.
Okay, copy. Thanks, Makoto. That makes sense. I'm assuming that's just for Hawthorne hours. So, yeah, I'll try to do it for the schedule then. Thank you. Arigato gozaimasu.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for cargo ops at your convenience. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for cargo ops. Station Houston 2 for Chris. We have a message for Sophie, so it would be great if you can ask Sophie. Okay, so I'll give you a message.
Houston Station on 2 for Sophie to sing.
Hi, Sophie. Hi, Sophie. So this is for your the store activities or cargo ops. We have some synchronization issue with the store truck, and we would like to know where you are at. More specifically, that we expect the cargo transfer ops for Andre scheduled at 8:45, and we wanted to make sure that your step 23.05 and the 24.02 complete before 8:45. Could you update us with those two steps, please?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Let me just gather my store truck and I'll get back to you.
Copy that.
So 23.05 is done, and I'm at actually 23.06. I'll make sure that 24.02 is done by 8:45. No worries.
Thank you very much, Sophie. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for cargo ops.
Houston Station on 2, Sophie, listening.
Hi, Sophie. So you have about 10 minutes before you finish your cargo ops, and we just wanted to make sure that 24.02 is complete. And the there is one more step I would like you to do, which is step 25.04. Which includes the T-mini equipment, and this will be needed for Jack's activity starting at 8:45.
Yeah, copy. So 24.02 has already been completed, and staff has been given to Andre already, and right now I'll be working on 25.04.
Sounds great. Thank you, Sophie.
Houston Station Jack on 2 for T-mini charge.
Jack, this is Munich with you on 2.
Munich, good morning. I'm into this team mini charge process, and I'm getting ready to plug it in. And a couple things I noticed about the charging thing, the GFCI cable is not actually plugged into the inverter, though the inverter outlet switch is on. Also, the GFCI looks like it's in a trip state. And the USB multi-port charger is not plugged into the W cable, though a couple of the things are. Just want to double-check with you guys what order I should be plugging and turning all these switches on.
Give us one moment, Jack. We'll get back to you.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
Station Sophie on 2. Listening, Makoto.
Hi, Sophie. There are two things. One thing is that we just saw that there's some glass, piece of glass that's floating toward the deck, so where you are at right now, and I just wonder if you can take a look and then you see some glass, a pair of glasses, toward the deck, yeah, that around that area.
Glasses?
No.
Say again?
Yeah, I think that it's a...
Okay, we're looking, three people looking for them. Can I see them, please?
Yeah, so Sophie, that we saw that the pair of glasses are floating toward the forward side of the lab. The other thing is that the in 10 minutes or so that the PWD becomes unavailable, so just to let you know.
In 10 minutes, what did you say? The PWD will be unavailable, that's correct?
That's a good readback.
Station 2 for glasses.
Jessica, go ahead.
Dakota, just letting you know, we didn't find those glasses yet, so if you guys do see them again, let us know. I'm sure they'll turn up on event eventually later today. But just to clarify, you said floating forward. When you first saw them, were they kind of like where I'm standing now on the aft end of the lab and floating forward?
Yeah, that's a good copy. So that we found that the first there, the where you stand, as it's floating toward the node 2.
Okay, copy. Were they kind of in the middle of the module or toward the deck or overhead?
It's toward the deck.
Okay, copy. We'll keep an eye out for those. I'm sure they'll turn up somewhere. Thanks for the heads up.
You copy that. Station Houston on 2 for PWD, just give us a thumbs up when you're done with PWD so that we can talk via PWD. Copy that. Thank you, Sophie.
Houston Station on 2 for Transfer Water.
With you on 2, go ahead.
UDWR number 1494 is empty and step 2 is complete. I'm ready for step 3.
That's a good number. And then you go for the step 3. And for step 3 decimal 2, the estimated overall time is 26 minutes, 26 minutes.
Copy, 26 minutes.
Phoenix Station 2 for Columbus, Sophie.
Sophie, this is Munich here with you. Very good morning. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good morning, teams. Glad to hear you. Hello to European teams there. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I was slightly delayed by the previous activity, so I need to start first on gathering the items to get ready for the experiment.
Thanks for the info. No rush from our side.
Unique from Sophie. I actually cannot find the set ziplock bag with static distributed things, so do you have a heads up of what it looks like? Because, I mean, is it really in 1467 CTV?
We're checking, Sophie. Last time we had it was also in Columbus. The last info we had was inside that 1.0 CTV that you said. Let us check if we have an alternate location for you. Station, this is Munich on 2, back with you, Sophie, with a follow-up on the hard drive search. Sophie, so we are tracking this bag only inside the ESA item CTB. However, about 1 month ago was the last time it was handled, and that was by Chris. So if you have problems finding it, maybe he remembers, but again, it was almost a month ago that he use this piece of hardware.
Copy that.
What might be a possibility, the lid of the CTB, it could also be stored inside that. That might be a trick.
So I actually have the hard drives. I was just asking about the Ziploc 24 by 24, which was not in the bag.
Okay, Sophie. So the hard drives were in there, but they weren't inside the Ziploc. Okay, that that relieves us, because we were looking for the hard drives more than the Ziploc, as you can imagine. Then you'll go to proceed. Thanks.
All right, so good. I have the hard drive, and I'm ready to start the procedure, although we're very far behind the timeline, so give me priorities. I don't know. we'll be over time.
Station, this is Munich.
Okay, here is a suggestion for Munich from Sophie. Why don't we start the task? There's some gray space for me in the schedule later. And so if you want to come on board with your camera on VCA1 port so that you can check what I'm doing, I think it should be aligned, and you're more than welcome to do the video stuff too.
Sophie, that sounds like a good plan forward. We will come on board with the camera. And thank you for offering that up.
Go to close. Just wanted to have your go before, maybe.
End station, this is Munich on 2. Sophie, we did run into a short handover. I don't know if you tried to call us. We do see you now. We have good video.
All right, glad you're back. So I'm ready now to put the circuit breaker 1 to close and waiting for your go for that. In step 4.1.
We're not quite there yet. We need to send a couple of commands. Give us a short moment.
Sure, I stand by on Fort Dublin.
Houston Station 1-2, Fort Dublin Water.
Okay, Wizion 2, go ahead.
Udo Echo is complete, and I'm ready for step 6 and 7.
You have a go.
Copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica for Dragon Tablet.
Go ahead.
Hey Jessica, so the support for Dragon Tablet has arrived, so you can start activity earlier or on time as you prefer.
Okay, thanks, Makoto. I'm going to get a few minutes of ARED in, and then I will start it on time. Thank you.
That's good.
And Station Munich on 2 for Sophie, you are go in 4.1.
Go for 4.1. And while I'm waiting for the stowage of the HDD serial number 5 and 6, should I use the same small ziplet bags as number 4 and 3?
And we have no real preference, just if you let us know if whatever ziplock bag they wind up in, we're happy, just that we can correct our records here on the ground.
Okay, so why don't I put them in the same ziplock bag and I just take a Sharpie and change the serial number so that they are labeled appropriately 5 and 6 instead of 4 and 3.
That's perfect for us, Sophie.
Houston Station on 2 for transfer water, steps 6 and 7 are completed.
Some copies, thank you.
Alright, on step 4.2, I did wait the 2 minutes, and I turned on the switch 1, but then I saw the LED went on and then off again. Now the 28-volt LED is off.
Sophie, it is off nominal and unfortunate, but we have seen that behavior before, so we will have to do some troubleshooting by ourselves. So, thank you for trying, and we will just release you now once you're done with the stowage. Thank you.
Okay, great. So just showing to the camera here the labels I've put for number 5 and 6, and this will go in the ESA item bags. Without a larger ziplock bag, so for the stowage notes, only this will go in the ESA items bag. And as well, do you want me to just turn it off and on again, the switch 1, or are we done?
Sophie, for the ziplock bag, thank you very much. We'll take that as our new baseline, and then no further actions on granular sound. Sorry for that. We've taken enough of your time already, but nothing we can do at the moment. Thank you very much.
Of course, and with pleasure. It's always good to work for the European teams. Hey, and hi to everyone in there. Bye.
A lot of smiles on the ground. Thanks, Sophie.
Houston Station on 2 for Dragon Tablets.
Houston 2, go ahead.
Makoto, I know you just mentioned I could start early, but just wondering if it's possible to just start it a little bit later. We just had a few changes up here. I took Jack's ARED exercise block since I didn't have any today. So I would prefer to do a little bit more on ARED and start that a little bit later. I know that I have, I could use part of my gray space or midday meal around my T2. If that works for the team, I just wanted to check because I know there's a start and then there's a later activity today to check the progress. So if it is an impact, no problem. I'll take a break and come back to ARED. But if not, then I'll probably start it in about 30 minutes.
Hi, Jessica. So the starting in 30 minutes, that sounds great to us. So that, plan accordingly.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for that flexibility. I appreciate it.
Station Houston on 2 and no response required. PWD and XPWD are now ready for use. Station Houston on 2 for Chris for the iPhone label.
Go ahead, on 2.
We saw that the crew note on the iPhones, and then here is the answer. So we have no standard barcodes or RFID tags launched with iPhones. Spare tags are available, and if desired, the dedicated tagging activity can be provided. And then that the iPhone will require one layer of the bubble wrap for return packing. They are not currently manifested for return. So we recommend that the consolidating the packaging with packing materials in mesh back. You can use the SpaceX bubble wrap and the node 2 deployed.
I think all the bubble wrap's currently in CASA in the mesh back, so I'll just add the bubble wrap to there. And copy on the RFID tags. Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea to do that. The iPhone's currently, the current serial number label on them is very, it basically is just peeling off the one that they came up with. And there's no Velcro on them or anything. So I think the odds of them getting lost and then unable to be found is pretty high. People can sign in and use Find My iPhone. But I think it'd be good to have another way of finding them when they inevitably float away.
Houston copies. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. No response required, so we copy what you said, and we're going to pass that your concern to the increment team, and hopefully we can come up with some solution for that. You can just give us the thumbs up when you understand that.
Yeah, copy it. It's not an urgent thing. It's more of a just trying to figure out the best con ops for using them and not losing them.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack for Cargo Ops.
Hello, this is Jack.
Hey Jack, so for Cargo Ops, we would like you to prioritize the two steps, and one step is the first step is 27.08, and this includes the Glenn harness for Jessica, which is needed for her T2 exercise. And the second step is 27.02. This includes the HRF supply kit, and this is needed for HRF activity plan tomorrow.
Copy 2708 2702. I'll knock those out next.
That's a good feedback. Thank you, Jack. Station Houston on 2 for Jack for cargo ops.
Houston, this is Jack on 2. Go ahead.
Hey Jack, so we went through the list, and we actually have the two more items that you'd like to prioritize when you're ready to copy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so those two are also related to the T2 exercise, and these are 28.05 and 37.07. I'll copy.
28.05 and 37.07.
That's a good copy. And if you don't get to the rest of the cargo, we can do it sometime later.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks very much.
Yeah, just to clarify that, you can do it in the another day, not today.
That makes sense, Les. Thank you.
Station on 2 for Dragon Tablet.
2 on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Makoto, the Dragon Tablet sync is completed, and it went smoothly, contrary to what I was expecting, given what I heard, so that's great. But it does say to charge the tablets, and one of them is very low, so I did plug them all into their charging ports in Dragon. However, since Dragon's quiescent, they're not receiving power. So I was just wondering if SpaceX would be providing power, or if I should bring those into station to charge. I thought the idea was to always leave them in Dragon.
Jessica, so you can take that one, the iPad to the ISS and charge it, and then you have the activity at 14.45 to return it, so that you can return that at that time slot.
Okay, and I'll just take all four into ISS then to charge them, and I guess I can just charge them for an SSC, or is there another USB charging point, like hub that we have?
With you, Jessica, it's at your discretion, so you can be charging the station. And you can bring that only one iPad, which requires the charging.
Hey, copy. Yeah, they all require charging. One was just really low, so I'll bring the one that was really low right now. The others have about 40% or so, so I was planning on charging all four.
Correction, that you can bring the all four for charging at the ISS side.
Okay, copy. I'll do that. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris for iPhone.
And on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris. So we think it's a great idea to put the RFID tag and the Velcro on each iPhone, and I'll tell you where you can find them when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready to copy.
All right, so that the RFID tags, they're stored in the Ziploc bag in node 1, pick 4, alpha 2. And we would appreciate if you can report barcode for each tag you use. And for Velcro, you can use them from the office supply pantry. I guess you know where that is, but just in case, it's in the half CDV located in node 1, overhead 4, Charlie 1.
Copy that. I should just find a loose Ziploc bag with RFID tags in node 1, deck 4, alpha 2, and I will report the barcodes for each phone serial number that we use. And then I can grab Velcro. We got some crew deployed, but also in the office supplies, node 1, overhead 4, Charlie 1.
That's good feedback.
Copy that, and I think we were talking about it, and I think I'm still a little bit uncertain as to, I mean, I kind of want to put Velcro on everything here, but also if you want to put the iPhone in your pocket, Velcro is maybe less, I don't know. I don't know what we want to, I don't know what the right answer is, so but we'll figure something out.
Yeah, Chris, just additional words, if you can still hear, for the RFID, we like to use it, the full metallic ones.
Copy, the full metallic RFID. All right, I think I know what that is, but I'm guessing it'll be obvious when I look in there.
Sounds great.
Station Houston on 2-4, Chris, if you can hear me, and this is very much just at your convenience, I've got a follow-up for you for that photo TV card that you were troubleshooting on Saturday.
I am here and ready to copy.
Hey, thanks. Sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to let you know that we've decided we can trash that photo TV card. I think it's serial number 1015. Thanks for doing the troubleshooting. We've got no other. I see it in your hand. So hardware trash, JSB, is where it can go next.
Yeah, that's where I figured we were headed. I tried all the tricks I knew of trying to get drives to format in various computers and other devices, and it seems really unhappy.
Thanks for trying and sticking in the trash for us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the follow-up.
Station Houston on 2-4, Sophie. Hey, no response required. We're just letting you know that your conference party is waiting to start when you're ready. And feel free to give us a call if you're having any troubles logging in.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2-4 PMC.
Go ahead on 2.
Yep, so I'm trying to connect with all different techniques, and none of them work so far, so, let me try again one last one, and then I don't know what to do.
Hey, copy, and if you want to tell us what you've tried, we might be able to give you something else, and then you probably did try this already, but just a friendly reminder to switch to CloudNet on the iPad.
Yeah, I do confirm I'm on CloudNet, and I do confirm I follow the procedure that is linked with it. I've tried to connect via Teams. It doesn't work. I have tried to connect via Safari with copying manually all the details. It doesn't work either. So, yeah.
That we're just thinking for a sec. Did you by any chance try DoxyMe?
Yesterday I tried, but I was told that it's not per procedure to use DoxyMe.
You are allowed to use DoxyMe if you'd like. Typically folks prefer Teams. It's just much more locked down privacy-wise. DoxyMe is still locked down privacy-wise. You are welcome to give DoxyMe a shot if you want to do that. We can also set up a private loop for you if you'd like to just make sure you get an opportunity to talk to your surgeon. And in the meantime, if you want to try one of those other two options, we can think more about the next steps for Teams.
So Chris is trying to help me as well, but I'll give it over to him.
Just a quick note. I'm getting a very different error message on Sophie's tablet than I've ever seen before, and it says, due to organizational policy, you need to sign in or use Teams on the web to join this meeting, which I've never seen before with one of our other PMC links.
Copy. Also, I tried to join on the web, but it doesn't work either.
Copy that. We're going to take a minute to think about it.
And Houston, the station on 2-4, Jessica, CMC.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, I am logged in. The link that I used the last 2 days is working with the cut and paste method, but there's nobody there. Like, I'm just at the, like, somebody in the meeting should let you in soon. And I did it twice just to see if I could refresh it for Chris's suggestion, but it's still saying the same thing. Do you know if they're online?
for checking.
Thank you.
A couple of dates for Sophie's link. So Chris on my tablet, on Sophie's tablet, tried to enter his PMC codes and his works. So it might be an issue with the link that we have for me.
We copy, Sophie. We were able to log into your link from the ground, so we're a little puzzled, and so we're just taking another second to think about it.
Okay. Do you want to give me a heads up of should I start the next activity on the timeline and you reschedule the PMC after you have a time to think about it?
Yeah, Sophie, that sounds like a great plan if you want to move on to that activity, and then we'll think about what all of our options are for getting you a PMC afterwards. Thanks for offering that up.
No worries.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and PMC. Just heads up, your surgeon is logging in now. Copy your thumbs up. Copy thumbs up.
Houston Station on 2 for PMC.
Go ahead.
Laura, I was able to connect for a minute, but then with the KU handover, I lost them. So no problem. I didn't have anything else for them. You can just pass on. We'll be finished for the day. I'll just send them an email later, and I'm going to move on to my next activity.
We copy all. Thanks, Jessica. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.
Huntsville, station on 2 for LSG.
Good afternoon. With you on 2 for LSG.
Hey, so we have the work volume deployed. And we have just done a little bit of greasing of the handle as well. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like it improved the situation much. It's still sticking, it looks like, at sort of the inner collar.
Copy that. It seems like the inner collar might be the issue. We'll take that to our LSG team.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's still deployable, still workable. It's just, it definitely feels off nominal in terms of the amount of force and wiggling you have to do to get the handle in and out.
Okay, thanks for the additional essay. We'll talk about it and see if we can maybe work some additional steps for you.
Copy all. And then if you guys are ready, we could proceed with the stow, or we're happy to leave it out for additional time if needed.
You are go to stow that work volume. Thank you.
Copy, go to stow.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. At your convenience, for your PMC, we're just going to have you give it a shot using CrewNet. I know you might have your hands full at the moment, so just at your convenience, we'll give it a try on CrewNet using the same link that you tried before. No response required again. I know your hands might be full, so if I don't hear from you in like 15 minutes or so, then I'll give you a call back.
Station on 2 for Sophie for the asset 4 cassette removal.
Sophie Huntsville is with you on 2 for ATSEP.
I just turned on lab camcorder 2 for procedure, but for now it is staged a little bit far away. Can you see it? And can you advise me to put it closer?
Yeah, we see that on. We're checking our field of view now. Sophie, for that field of view, oh, I see you still adjusting the camera now. I'll let you move it.
Can you confirm camera setting,
Detroit? Yep, that's a great field of view. Thank you.
Little Sophie on
2
for
ATSEP. With you on
2
for
ATSEP. So all labels were good numbers, offender numbers. I'm required to record it, but it's all per procedure.
We copy.
I showed each of them on the camera, just so that you can follow along with you for it.
Yep, we had a good view, thank you.
Port OCTD number 5018 for Huntsville.
Copy 5018.
So, station on 2 for ZBot.
We are with you on 2 for ZBot.
Just checking if I have your go in step 1.
You do have a go in step 1, and just a heads up for you, we are about a minute out from a long KU LOS, so we won't be able to see what you're doing. If you finish during that LOS, we'll ask that you please leave the light cover off. That way we can get a nice look when we come back and have that comm.
Okay, and you do like the view that I have right now?
Yep, it looks great. One other note, because we might not have that field of view while this is happening, when you're putting in the new drives, you can put either drive in either bay. We'll just ask that you tell us which one goes where, since we won't be able to see.
Okay, copy. Either drive in either bay, and I'll leave you a crew note.
Works for us. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and PMC at your convenience.
Houston Station on 2, Sophie copies message and we'll try PMC. With the same link, so you confirm?
Yep, we were thinking to try the same link, but on CrewNet. Unfortunately, we don't have KU coverage right now. It picks back up in about 6 minutes at 15:48. So we were thinking target sometime after that, maybe 15:50, to give it a try again.
15:50 for this, and also for Huntsville message for ATSEP replacement. All went nominal, and the end of the procedure was recorded on the camcorder too.
We copy.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
Houston Station on 2, Sophie speaking.
Hey, Sophie, we just wanted to check and see if you had tried that PMC on CrewNet. And sorry I'm bugging you about it. We just happened to be 5 minutes from a 15-minute S-band LOS.
I'm trying right now.
Thanks.
It's still unsuccessful for now.
Are you getting that same message about the credentials and needing to try on a browser?
My iPad is really starting right now, so I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Soul Station on 2 for ZBot.
With you on 2 for ZBot.
Looks like you guys should have KU. Are you ready for me to put the light cover back on?
Checking. Jessica, we like having it off for now so we can see those lights as the ZBot PD turns things back on. We'll likely be later in the day ready for that to go back on. We'll give you a call or let you know in DBC.
Okay, sounds good. I'll leave it off for now. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 from Sophie. Just for a heads up, I'm trying again to do this PMC call.
I copy that, Sophie. It would be great to have you give it a shot. If that does not work, we also went ahead and we privatized Space to Ground 4. We've got the surgeons dialed in, and so they're ready to do the PMC so that you can at least get an audio PMC.
Good copy, and I'm trying first for at least the next 5 minutes, and then I'll come back to you.
That sounds like a great plan. Hey, Sophie, and could you stand by for us just a moment on any talking? We are just making sure our space to grounds are in the right config.
Copy. I'm trying first the Teams session.
Copy. And Station Houston on 2. Sophie, I just wanted to let you know we resolved the comm issue thing that I mentioned, so you're good to talk. If you get the Teams conference working on CrewNet, that's excellent. And then also, we've got Space to Ground 4 properly set up in private.
Copy. I'll get back to you. Houston Station on 2 for the PMC.
Go ahead.
So I've tried on the two different networks, CrewNet, CloudNet, and it did not work. I tried on the Teams application on Safari. It did not work. The error message that I got is, to join, you need to sign in or use Teams on the web. Due to org policy, you need to sign in or use Teams on the web to join this meeting.
All right, we copy off. So what we're going to do is for your PMC, we're going to move you over to Space to Ground 4. It's already privatized. Your surgeons are there and ready to do an audio-only PMC. After that, I've got just a quick Teams link thing that I want you to just try out for me, just to see if you can access a NASA-created Teams link, but we'll do that after your PMC. So once it wraps up, just give me a call.
Okay, so I'm transit to the 4, so Space and Ground 4 for PMC.
Yep, that's right, and we'll make sure your PMC and any other troubleshooting that we want to do today is wrapped up prior to your OBT EMR hardware FAM activity.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. Hey, we're sorry about that call dropping. We just lost the phone patch. We are working on getting the surgeon's patch back into space to ground 4 now.
Houston Station, Sophie copies.
And you should see that phone patch back in place if you want to resume.
Houston Station, PNC for Sophie complete on space to ground 4. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to do the ANSYS EMR hardware for the crew.
Copy that, Sophie. We like that plan, and we'll just close the loop with you at DPC on our plan for your future PMCs.
Thanks a lot.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Chris and LSG follow-up at your convenience.
And Huntsville, Chris is with you on 2.
Chris, we were talking about the next steps for the LSG work volume handle greasing, and we wanted to know if you thought that having photos or video of that handle in action would help us hunt down the issue, or if it was more of a tactile thing.
I don't think photos and videos could hurt. Our take on it after greasing it was that maybe it made a very minor difference. So we tried sort of 2 rounds of greasing, and just there's just a lot of friction on that inner collar where it slides, and you kind of have to wiggle it to get it through it. We saw that there was a set screw on there. We weren't sure if that might be part of it, but certainly happy to send a photo/video.
Yeah, do you think that's something that would be helpful for us to see as we troubleshoot? We will absolutely take you up on that. Feel free to deploy and restow the work volume this evening if you want to record something and drop it for us.
Okay, I'm also happy. I think we've got some Gulpy ops coming up, and whenever we deploy for that, I'm also happy to just take a few moments to do it then, unless you'd prefer it sooner. Either way is fine with me.
If that works for you, we can make that happen. I believe you are the person who's supposed to deploy the work volume tomorrow, so if that's more convenient, we can make that work.
If I have a moment this evening, maybe I'll do it and take some video, but otherwise, if not, I'll do it when I deploy it tomorrow. How does that sound?
Great either way. Thank you for your help.
Awesome. Sounds great to me. Huntsville, station on 2 for MSG.
With you on 2 for MSG.
We just wanted to check in. Are you all set with the camera view? Do you want us to put the light cover back on, or still keep that set the way it is?
Yes, we are ready for the light cover to go back on to MSG, and we were also looking for some identifiers from Jessica if she has those as well.
Copy that. She copies.
And Huntsville Station on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, yeah, huge apologies. I actually neglected to record those serial numbers when I put them in, so I'm assuming you don't want us to do anything about that right now, but let me know. Sorry about that. Rookie mistake.
Happens to the best of us. Let me check with the team.
Hey, yeah, happy to go back in there, but I'm assuming if it's running, it would just be a thing that we do at the end of the experiment to make sure we get them. But, yeah, just let us know. Happy to do it whenever. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jessica and MSG.
Yes.
Thanks for the offer. No need to get back in there tonight. We'll talk about if we would like any additional steps during the activities tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Sorry about that.
No worries.